Boeing enjoys a strong week in Paris. What really brought down TWA 800 in 1996? And no asteroids for NASA. This is Aero News for Friday, June 21st, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Boeing enjoyed a strong and productive Paris Air Show, launching its newest model, the 787-10 Dreamliner, announcing important commercial airplane orders, and strengthening alliances and relationships with customers and partners around the world. Over the past week, customers have demonstrated their strong confidence in the full family of Boeing commercial products, the next-generation 737, 737 MAX, 787, 777, and 747-8, announcing orders and commitments for 442 Boeing airplanes, valued at more than $66 billion. Additional orders for the 20 next-generation 737s and 20 737 MAX airplanes from unidentified customers were posted on the Orders and Deliveries website Thursday. The number of Boeing net orders for 2013 currently stands at 692. Charlie Miller, Vice President of International Communications, summed up the week in Paris by saying, quote, "Our airline customers have strongly endorsed Boeing's innovative family of commercial airplanes with outstanding orders and the launch of our latest 787 Dreamliner model," end quote. In other news from the Paris Air Show, Airbus won $68.7 billion worth of business for a total of 466 aircraft, which shows the resilience of the commercial aviation industry. The deals comprise memoranda of understanding for 225 aircraft worth $29.4 billion and firm purchase orders for 241 aircraft worth $39.3 billion. Franco-Italian aircraft manufacturer ATR says the 50th edition of the Paris Air Show was the best in their history. Over the course of the week, the turboprop aircraft manufacturer announced orders for 173 planes, including 83 firm orders at the air show. The total value of these contracts exceeds $4.1 billion, including $2 billion in firm orders. The producer of an as-yet-unreleased documentary says he has, quote-unquote, solid proof that an external detonation brought down TWA Flight 800 in 1996 and is asking the NTSB to reopen its investigation of the accident. Tom Stalkup told CNN's New Day program that several people have come forward to say there was an external force that caused the explosion and that there is no evidence that the explosion originated in the center fuel tank of the Boeing 747 on July 17, 1996. The film's producers have signed a petition asking the NTSB to reopen the case based on their evidence. The NTSB said at the time the explosion likely was caused by an electrical short circuit that ignited fuel vapors in the center fuel tank. ABC News reports that six of the investigators who worked on the case say that assessment is incorrect. In a trailer for the film, which will be released next month on Epix, a digital distributor of movies and other content, one investigator says that they did not find any part of the airplane which indicated there was a mechanical failure. ABC reported that the producers of the film do not speculate as to what the external forces might have been. Jim Spear, an accident investigator for ALPA, however, was much more blunt. He told the Associated Press, quote, "We don't know who fired the missile, but we have a lot more confidence that it was a missile," end quote. The NTSB says its conclusion was based on, quote-unquote, irrefutable evidence. The Space Subcommittee of the U.S. House Science Committee held a hearing on Wednesday to review draft legislation to reauthorize programs at NASA for 2 years, including a top-line budget of over $16.8 billion for the agency, which is consistent with the requirements of the Budget Control Act. The draft bill directs the administration to focus on core programs, such as the Space Launch System and Orion Crew Capsule, the International Space Station, the James Webb Space Telescope, and the Commercial Crew Program. The President's fiscal year 2014 NASA budget proposal requests funding for an asteroid retrieval mission. Members and witnesses at the hearing indicated that the proposal lacks details, justification, and support from NASA's advisory bodies. commenting on the asteroid capture mission, Space Subcommittee Chairman Steve Palazzo, Republican of Mississippi, said, quote, "Because the mission appears to be a costly and complex distraction, this bill prohibits NASA from doing any work on the project, and we will work with appropriators to ensure the agency complies with this directive," end quote. When Aero News continues, asteroid capture or not, NASA has selected new astronauts. Celebrating the T6 Texan. And tired of Facebook? Try Social Flight. Cessna is...
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Friday, June 21st. I'm Glenn Moyer. After an extensive year-and-a-half search, NASA has a new group of potential astronauts. Eight candidates have been selected to be NASA's newest astronaut trainees, hoping to be among the first who are to launch from U.S. soil on commercial American spacecraft since the retirement of the space shuttle. The 2013 astronaut candidate class comes from the second largest number of applications NASA has received, more than 6,000. Half of the selectees are women, making this the highest percentage of female astronaut candidates ever selected for a class. The group will receive a wide array of technical training at space centers and remote locations around the globe to prepare for missions to low Earth orbit, an asteroid, well, maybe not, and Mars. The new astronaut candidates will begin training at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston in August. During the week preceding the Culpeper County, Virginia Air Fest, the skies around Culpeper, Virginia will be filled with many historic North American T-6 Texan airplanes. Culpeper County Regional Airport is serving as the East Coast hub for the celebration of the 75th anniversary of the design of the T-6. Therefore, these airplanes will be coming from all over the East Coast to join the celebration. There will be competitive formation flying, flower bombing, and some special rides offered. So what's so special about the T-6 airplane? Well, the T-6 served as a valuable stepping stone prior to and during World War II for the Army Air Corps and the Navy in training pilots as they moved up from basic trainers to high-performance fighters. The T-6 was fully instrumented, and it could be armed. It had retractable landing gear, and it was fully aerobatic, as you'll see at the AirFest. This airplane trained thousands of pilots for the war effort, and it has not been forgotten. There are hundreds of dedicated pilots who have restored T-6s, and they keep them in perfect flying condition. The T-6, of course, led to the success of the North American Aviation Company that went on to design and build the successful B-25 bomber and the iconic P-51 Mustang, the most successful fighter of World War II. The AirFest takes place on Saturday, October the 12th, 2013. Social Flight has teamed up with Cessna to host the event tracking and aviation social media for Cessna's 2013 Discover Flying Challenge, further establishing Social Flight as the industry-wide calendar for general aviation. Social Flight's mission is to support and energize general aviation by giving pilots places to go and more reasons to fly. The Social Flight event database includes activities important to pilots such as aircraft fly-ins, air shows, pancake breakfast, conventions, safety seminars, and much more. Social Flight users can search for events, add events, chat, upload photos, get email notifications, and send event notices to their friends and even add events automatically to their Google or Outlook calendars. The pilots of the Discover Flying Challenge will be utilizing the free Social Flight mobile app and the website to manage their itinerary, mapping out all of the appearances the aircraft will be making at fly-ins and air shows, FBOs, and Cessna pilot centers across America. In addition, Social Flight will host a dedicated hangar page within the Social Flight app where the program's pilots will be sharing their experiences and photos of their travels. Social Flight users can simply search for Discover Flying Challenge using the Search for Others feature within the Social Flight app. By the way, Social Flight is a free app available on the iTunes App Store for iPhone and iPad. It is also available on the Google Play Store for Android phones and tablets. On a personal note, I'll be spending this weekend at the Great War Memorial Balloon Fest in Little Rock, Arkansas. So if you're in the area, just follow the sound of my voice and drop by to say hello, will you? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.